From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of marchers took to the streets of Yemen's capital, Sana'a, Sunday to protest an apparent Saudi-led coalition airstrike that killed 140 at a funeral of the father of a prominent Houthi rebel official on Saturday. Hundreds more were wounded. Houthis blame the coalition for the airstrike, and the Saudis said they would investigate the attack. VOA asked University of New South Wales scholar Anthony Billingsley if the attack was deliberate.
My suspicion is that it is a deliberate attack. The fact that there were some senior Houthis in the audience, probably they had some sort of intelligence that they'd be there. The Saudis have, I think, been targeting civilian targets all the way through this conflict.
U.S. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says the U.S. is disturbed by it all. He said U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. Houthi rebels, alleging years of discrimination by the Sana'a government, launched a rebellion in 2014 aimed at wresting power from the Saudi-supported president. Since then, more than 10,000 people, most of them civilians, have been killed. Syrian government forces continue their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo, government forces saying their allies were advancing street by street in the eastern sector, with some reports indicating 290 civilians have died in the past 2 weeks. Ethiopian government has announced a six-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks. This is VOA News.